Alex, let's talk a little bit about the globalist push for population control. They'll be the ones okay because they've got the hidden bunkers. They've got all the money they need. They're fine. What they'd like to do is see the planet greatly reduced, wouldn't they? How come?
Well, for those that just tuned in, I mean, that's not just your opinion, George. That's backed up with fact. Whether it's Prince Philip or people like Ted Turner or the late Jacques Cousteau.
Or Henry Kissinger.
Absolutely. We've got the 1973 CIA document, declassified, Library of Congress, 1992, where they told the five most populous third world countries, forcibly sterilize half your population or you're not going to get any IMF or World Bank money. And that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So it's all there for people that want to see the facts. And their excuse is, well, the world's overpopulated, and we've got to save Mother Earth, and we've got to do it because of this crisis. Whereas in reality, they've got new clean-burning technologies. Once a country becomes industrialized, the population growth actually stops or goes into a negative dive. Europe is losing about 2% of their population every year. The United States has a 3% population increase, but that's because of the massive influx
of immigration, right.
So their whole story about we've got to do something about population just isn't true. If they really wanted to go in and help these third world countries, they could do it. But instead, we've gotten the internal IMF and World Bank documents, it's been in the BBC News, where they want to engineer calamities. They want to engineer huge populations. They want to keep a giant mass of poor people there to swallow up the middle class through taxation and regulation. And so it's just a tiny elite running things, and now because of automation and computers, they don't need this mass of workers anymore, and they really are setting up a global system. So what they'll do is they'll fund and control and manipulate the Muslim extremist terrorists, who are kind of useful idiots, as Lenin would say, one of the earlier globalists. And then they will stir them up and fund them to go out and carry out their attacks.
Keep them fueled, keep them up and jumpy and everything else.
Exactly. And then our governments will respond by setting up domestic police states. Then we have these mechanisms of martial law and total despotism. And let's say we had a wonderful government with an angel running it right now, which, of course, I don't agree with, whether it was Bush or Kerry. Still, those levers have been created for that dictatorial system to step in and abuse it. You know, so many conservatives, which I count myself as one, they go, well, the Patriot Act's good, it's for them evil Muslims. And we're not saying all Muslims are evil, but that's kind of the spin we get. And then out of that, the conservatives need to know that the Associated Press reported, so did WorldNet Daily, that the real anti-terror training is for Christians, conservatives, homeschoolers, gun owners. I've got the manuals. I've got FEMA on video at training sessions in my film Road to Tyranny, going over how it is the grassroots constitutionalists that are really the terrorists, according to them, and that the Founding Fathers were, quote, bad, because that's the group that's going to resist the implantable microchip for the cashless society, the national ID card. That's the group that's going to resist the New Freedom Initiative with forced psychological testing. So this whole grid of control, you know, it's like the drug war. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on our streets, more people in private prisons. The bigger the war on poverty gets, the more poverty. The bigger the funding gets for education, the lower the test scores. This is all done by design. Now we're having a war on terror. We're only going to see more terror. I mean, they got their anti-terror funding doubled after 1995 Oklahoma City tragedy. And then from there, they got their funding roughly tripled after 9/11. Now it's not enough, but all of this is being used to set up this cashless society tracking taxation grid that, again, has nothing to do with terrorism. Meanwhile, the borders actually have less, and I've interviewed the head union leader of the Border Patrol, they have 1,000 less on the southern border, about 500 less on the northern border. So at any one time, we've only got about 3,000 Border Patrol of the total 10,000 who are actually on the job, and most of those are administrative, George.
Oh, definitely not enough. We should have troops along the borders.
That's in the Constitution. But instead, they're saying, we're going to get rid of Posse Comitatus and have troops searching your bags at the football game and troops recruiting in the public schools for the military, and we're going to have troops all over the nation, quote, infrastructure protection at the bus stops, the plane stops, at the tunnels and the bridges and the buildings, and you've all got to have your RFID embedded ID badge to go to work. But meanwhile, earlier this year, the federal government, Bush said, we're going to have a waiver where if you're coming in from Latin America, you don't have to face scan or thumb scan, because they put that in. But citizens have to in 48 states now to get a driver's license. So this new national ID card bill in the whole 9/11 package.
Right.
They claim in the bill, well, this is to stop illegal aliens and terrorists. But then in there, it says that they're not under this system and will accept the consular matricula card issued now by over 30 governments. So we'll accept IDs issued by foreign governments that aren't biometric, but U.S. citizens are going to have to do it. And then they've said, to have a job, you're going to have to be in good standing with Homeland Security as part of infrastructure protection.
And already, when you fill out forms for jobs or to get a paycheck, isn't there some kind of Justice Department form or something you have to supply with it?
Yes. In fact, if somebody wants to learn more about this, just type Patriot Act compliance into a search engine. And depending on which search engine, you'll get about 100,000 hits.
Right.
And part of Patriot Act compliance, and they also sweeten the deal with federal funds and money, is every time you order a pizza from a major chain, this is USA Today, by the way, folks, every time, in fact, the headline was, scofflaws caught by ordering pizzas. I guess a scofflaw is somebody who avoids the law, a bad guy. But parking tickets, speeding tickets, whatever, every time you order a pizza, that is run through a private database that then hooks into the NSA and the FBI and with local departments and the NCIC. And let's say you've moved, they don't know where to arrest you with a warrant. Well, now under anti-terrorism, it automatically flags it, and the pizza company gets 20% of any fines or fees when you're finally convicted.
Oh, so my gosh.
So you order a pizza, but instead you get a SWAT team. So
with pepperoni, by the way.
Again, George, I mean, I talk about this, and I feel crazy saying it, but it's USA Today.